Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Is his phone going to be all right? Is he going to be there?
Well, he better be on time or he'll get chopped like last time. So.
Oh, yeah. He didn't like that.
Hey, be on time. You on the air. We're live.
This is a live show. That's right. We got to get going. You know what, Chris, and the big voice, Bob, what's it? Bob, the voice of God here at Fox Sports Radio?
Yes.
So in honor of my NABJ Hall of Fame, I think he came up with a little something.
One guy is a Hall of Famer twice over. One guy mopped a hall.
It's just factually incorrect. I'm a Hall of Famer, too. I just don't say it every show.
Just don't talk about it.
No, I mean, I'm in the Athletic Hall of Fame for my high school.
Okay.
But do I come up here?
It doesn't work with the show.
Have a big party and have everybody. You know, it's actually a sports show, so yes. It does work.
No, it doesn't. You know, it's good that one of us has it lately and then the other one doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
No. 2016.
Thank you, Bob. It was so great. Was it 2016?
When I was inducted?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Holy Name High School in Cleveland, Ohio.
Very nice.
All right. Rob, the top 10 players in the NFL, and really the top 100 has been named, and the top 10 came out today. Rob G., can you read us the list?
Actually, it came out last night, Chris, but yes, I have the top 10 in order, 10-1. They finished the list on NFL Network last night.
Yeah, they had a nice show. Yes.
Big broadcast about it. Number 10, Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones, who's currently unhappy with his contract.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought they had plenty of money for everybody.
Nah, I guess,
no?
Apparently
okay.
not.
I guess
yeah.
not.
Apparently not.
Honestly, Mahomes needs to have a conversation with them.
Am I right, Chris? Why are we short? Why can't we play one of the best players in the league, one of the top 10 players?
I'm taking less. Travis Kelce's taking
exactly.
less.
Exactly. It makes no sense.
We just lost Tyreek Hill. We might lose Chris Jones.
It's ridiculous. This is what we're talking about. Stop doing their work.
That sounds like a segment for tomorrow, Rob.
For real.
We're going to bookmark that.
Right, Chris? Stop
it. Nah, I mean, look, and I'm all for, you know, If I will take, if I'm a quarterback, I'm not against them taking less money to get better players and win. But if they're not going out and getting the better players, they're just counting on him to deliver.
Right.
Which he does, but still. Keep our stars. That's all I'm saying. All right, go ahead.
That's a tease for tomorrow.
Yes. It
all right,
is.
Here we go. Number 9, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons. Number 8, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Number 7, the aforementioned Dolphins wide receiver, formerly of the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill. Number 6, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Number 5, the another aforementioned Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Number 4, Niners defensive end Nick Bosa. Number 3, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Number 2, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. And number 1, the guy you just talked about, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
All right, look, this is the players, Rob, that vote. We know we've talked about players voting. But, you know, it's they got number 1 right. I think that's undoubtable now. I actually think, you know, he's been the best quarterback in the league the last several years. But this is the second time he's been number 1. But do you have – I'm going to go here. I think Jalen Hurts, you know, I love him. I love all his intangibles. You know I'm big on that. And he improved dramatically last year as a passer. Remember, Rob, we've talked to guys down in Philly that loved him but were like, he can't throw. And last year, he showed you he could throw. 66% completions, 22 touchdowns. Now, that's not that high, but he doesn't throw it as much as, like, the bigger superstar quarterbacks. He threw it, like, 150 times less than Joe Burrow, roughly. And so his touchdown percentage wasn't bad, but 22, only 6 picks. Great season. And in the Super Bowl, when they needed him to throw, Rob, to have a chance to win, he did it. He had a high percentage, threw for 300-plus yards, a touchdown, and ran for 3 touchdowns, so a fantastic performance. But I don't think he belongs ahead of Joe Burrow. I would even say Josh Allen right now. And look, if you want to argue he had a better year last year than Joe Burrow, it's arguable. If you want to argue that he will be better than those guys, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, by the end of this season, that's definitely an argument. If he improves, and I expect him to make a jump. But right now, I think Burrow should have been ahead of him, Rob, and here's why. One, as much as Lamar and Jalen and some other running quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, he's not in the category of changing the game, but guys, really Lamar and Jalen are changing the way we view how the position has to be played. Like, now it's like you can play it different ways. And even though that's the case, passing is still king. And Joe Burrow's a better passer, I believe. 2, he's done it a little bit longer. I get it. He's only been in the league 3 years himself. But for 2 of them, he's been great. Jalen's had 1 great year. I want to see Jalen follow up. I think he will. I actually think he'll take a jump. But I want to see it. And then here's the third thing, Rob. Jalen does play behind the best offensive line in football. And Burrow is playing behind one of the worst. Now, I think they tried to improve over the offseason. We'll see if they did. But last year was one of the worst. The year before, it was like bottom 10. And so he has played with worse offensive lines by a mile. And still playing tremendously. So I think Jalen should definitely be in the top 10, but I would have had Burrow ahead of him.
I just think it's, you know, it's always a recency bias.
Well, certainly with the players.
That's what I'm saying. He went to the Super Bowl, so they think that he's there and Joe Burrow didn't last year. I mean, I can't look at that, and that's why I have a hard time with some of these polls and whatnot, because it's just what happened yesterday. You talked about Patrick Mahomes. You think he's the best quarterback the last 4 or 5 years, but he's not. He hasn't been number one every year.
He was number eight last year.
Well, that's what coming off of a year that people thought he had a bad year, Chris. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Remember, he had the eight games in a row where he had a pick. I mean, so players look at him and, okay, he didn't play what he had played before, but number eight? I just think that that's why.
Right, that was my thing. He drops to number eight?
How do you drop to number eight? I mean,
you know what Lamar was?
Not in the top 20?
He was in the 70s this
year. That's what I'm
He was number one, a few years ago?
But that's my point is like.
No, I agree with you on that.
That's the issue I have with these is that's what these guys are. Oh, wait a minute. Who's in the Super Bowl? Oh, yeah. He's one of the best. He's a top 10. Oh, yeah. What happened? Let's see. I don't know. Where was Aaron Rodgers on this list? I'm curious.
Check it out.
I'm just curious.
I want to say.
Where you got him?
I want to say he was in the 60s.
Yeah, he had a bad year. He had a bad year last year, so all of a sudden he can't play.
Rob G, tell us where Aaron Rodgers was at.
Do you know what I'm saying, Chris? Like,
oh, yeah. No, it's totally.
Yeah,
it's totally.
Yeah, he was 51st overall in the 100.
Yeah.
And he was the seventh quarterback overall.
Right. But I'm just saying, and he had a bad year for him. Yeah. So he had a bad year.
Age.
Yeah, and so they discounted him, and they did it before Chris, before he had the back-to-back MVPs. I just think it's recency biased, and that's what people look at, and they just go, oh, yeah, he's played a great year last year, so I'm going to vote for him, or he had a bad year, so I'm not voting for him, or rather than taking a look at the body of work and really what these players have done. It's more than just one season, don't you think, when you talk about – or is
absolutely.
It – Absolutely. I don't think
– I mean, are you in agreement with me on the Burrow-Hurts thing?
Yeah, Joe Burrow's body of work to me has been better because it's more. Right. I mean, what have they beaten the Chiefs and Mahomes?
They've
four out of five?
Three out of the last four.
Three out of four, Chris.
And close that playoff
game. And that playoff game, they were close to getting back to the Super Bowl. They just lost. I mean
– right.
And he won his last eight to get in that position. Like, seriously?
Yeah, yeah. And this is
– and Jalen Hurts had a great Super Bowl.
Right.
He played
– He did.
He was phenomenal. I mean, that might be one of the best performances for a losing quarterback, Chris. He played great.
He was great. Chris Jones of the Chiefs said it was the best performance he's ever seen from a quarterback in a Super Bowl. That's too far. He was phenomenal, Rob.
No, he played
but
great.
I can't say – it's the best when he also made the unforced fumble that played a large role in their loss. You know, they were up 14-7 second quarter. He dropped the ball on a QB draw, and Nick Bolton picked it up and ran 36 yards for a touchdown. Rob, if they go up 21-7 on that drive, it's a whole different ball game.
Now,
and I don't want to say he played poorly. He still had an A-minus game. But when you talk the superlatives of the best ever by a quarterback,
right.
that's all I'm saying. That's not you, but Chris Jones.
Right, and that's a big turnaround. And it's.
But he was great.
Yeah, he played great.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He showed, I think, and he showed it most of last year, that he can throw the football. And so, Rob, now he does have a new OC. You know, he's got to get used to that, but Doug Peterson's still the head coach. But
and I'll be interested to see now that they see what he does, do they force him, put an extra man in the box, and make him pass, Chris? Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
we're just not giving up the run, okay? We understand that. If you're going to get us downfield, we're going to have to live with that. But we can't allow you to run all over us
right.
And then make the other throws, one or the other. I got to cut something off. And if I'm cutting off something from him, I'm cutting the legs off. I have to.
Until he proves otherwise. Because they have some great receivers, too. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Like, they got people for him to throw the football to. So, but I agree. You try that. And if he proves it, you know, that he's slinging it
then
this
you gotta,
year.
Then you got to regroup and adjust, Chris. But you got to do something with your game plan on him.
Yep, yep. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Simple question. Should Jalen Hurts have been ranked ahead of Joe Burrow in the NFL top 10 players list? Your turn to weigh in next with the iCouple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Should Jalen Hurts be ahead of Joe Burrow in the rankings? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I can't put Jalen Hurts ahead of Joe Burrow just yet. He did have a breakout season last year, throwing for over 20 touchdowns, rushing for over 10 touchdowns, only the fourth QB in NFL history to do that. But Jolton Joe, right there with 35 touchdowns and 12 interceptions in his own right. And by the way, we talked about, you know, his current injury situation. There's a lot of people say that he started last season injured. And didn't get right till around the fourth or fifth game. So the Bengals struggled early, and once Joe Burrow was completely healthy, it was absolutely lights out. So with Jalen Hurts, yes, he's trending in the right direction. I got to give Howie Roseman and Sirianni a lot of credit in terms of how they turned things around in Philadelphia. Certainly a lot of doubters. Now it's crickets in terms of what they've done with that organization. But back to Joe Burrow. This is a man that went toe-to-toe with Mahomes and got the W in the conference championship game, a guy that went into Buffalo in a snow game, okay, and wiped them out. He's had some performances where it's just straight eye test. This dude is special. And with Joe Burrow, which for me is he started that way. As soon as he stepped foot in the field in Cincinnati, it's been a completely different organization that it starts and ends with him. And so just pound for pound, I don't think many people believe, all things being equal, that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. Now, he can get there because he's in the right situation. And I'll just kind of conclude with this, in this age of AAU and glorification of the youth, Jalen Hurts is about that life. He's built that way. The struggles that he had at Alabama, having to go to Oklahoma and kind of restart his career, you know, he has a resilience and a toughness.
No doubt.
I think it's not going to be a one-hit wonder with his breakout season last year. Thanks for taking the call.
That's one reason I'm so high on the Eagles this year is just because, Rob, I don't think he'll let them have that Super Bowl hangover. Like, that dude he's been through some stuff when you talk about sports, right? Can you imagine you win a national championship and then get benched?
Right.
You know, and you go somewhere else, you have to prove yourself and you play great there. Like, the dude is legit.
Right.
And,
the only thing is that it's hard to just repeat. Like, it's hard to put those kind of seasons back to back. So it'll be interesting.
So many teams do have Super Bowl slumps.
Yeah. I mean, it has nothing to do with him. Just look at the nature of it.
I think they'll, you know, they'll make the playoffs, I think, and be in there.
Yeah, you would expect that, but it's not automatic.
All right, Rob G, get on the mic. Rob G got some beef with Jalen Hurts, the list, and me and Rob.
Uh-oh.
I do have a big beef with you and Rob.
Now what?
Because you guys are just fence-sitting middle of the road doing radio
We said he shouldn't be higher than Burrow.
He shouldn't be
higher
than Burrow.
That was what we were talking about.
But I could see an argument as to why he would be better than Burrow.
No. I didn't say that.
In the future?
But we're talking about, Rob G, you notice with players, They're all about what happened yesterday.
Yes, right? Exactly. Right? And
what
in fact,
have you done for me lately?
1,000%.
In fact, shout out to Anthony Gargano. Shout out to Cuz, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. He was on this show, The Odd Couple, saying before the season, he wasn't sure if Jalen Hurts could throw the ball enough to even keep his starting gig.
I remember that.
Philadelphia.
And that's what he said, 100%.
He said he loved him, but...
Yeah, and that's fine. There's a lot of guys that you love that they're not good quarterbacks.
No, but he said he had everything else, but...
Sure.
So what are you saying? You saying he's not a good quarterback?
What I'm saying is...
Say it with your chest.
Yes,
you up here calling us out.
What I'm saying is...
Bass. I want some bass.
There is not a single... quote unquote elite quarterback in the NFL right now that is more primed to have a step back than Jalen Hurts. Because
step back meaning
have a down season. To have a year similar to the way Lamar Jackson had after his MVP season. It is almost impossible to catch lightning in a bottle like that, the way Jalen Hurts did, and then duplicate it again.
To come from out of nowhere and just stay that good.
Why can't he duplicate it?
Because it doesn't happen like that usually.
Now, the team might not go to the Super Bowl, but why can't... Joe Burrow duplicated it. Patrick Mahomes has duplicated it.
Joe Burrow came out of the gates as a very good quarterback.
No, first of all, Joe Burrow won two games.
When you watched him play, you were like, he's got it.
Right.
But nobody said that about Jalen Hurts' first year and a half.
You've also seen guys develop over time.
Sure. And
I'm not saying he'll maybe have a better year or an equal year. But I think he's going to have a very good year.
Okay, so
where people still believe he is an elite quarterback.
Okay, so Chris, is he going to have the same or a better year than he did last year?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say he's not.
I'm going to say he's not.
I agree with that.
And yeah, the reason why being, is he more prone than anybody
else?
It's not him.
It's anybody.
It's any quarterback. You act like quarterbacks don't have two good seasons in a row.
They do, but usually it becomes as a developmental thing. He kind of exploded in a way that you don't really see
Josh
happen that
Allen,
often.
How about Josh Allen?
Josh Allen
wasn't very good his rookie year, and then all of a sudden was playing great football.
Here's the other reason.
Trevor Lawrence. How about Trevor Lawrence? I know he was in a bad situation, but last year he played really well after being abysmal as a rookie.
Here's the other reason.
Right. That's just too off the top of my dome.
Chris.
Don't make me dig into the crate.
Chris, you're comparing a guy who was a middle round pick who even Philadelphia Eagle fans didn't know if he was a good quarterback. And suddenly, he's the second best quarterback in football.
And your point is?
What I'm saying is...
He can't... And he's a second-round pick. What are you talking about, middle-round pick?
He can be a very good quarterback, but I would bet, just as Rob would, that he's not going to be as good next year as he was this last year.
I think what happens is, after... Like I was saying earlier, Chris, like after he got off and what he was able to do, there's no way you could play him the same way that they played him.
Right.
And there's an adjustment period that happened. That doesn't mean he's going to be a bum.
Exactly.
And they're going to win six games.
That's what I'm saying.
But the season he had last year where he could have been the MVP if he didn't get hurt, those two games, I don't see that happening. I'll be surprised if he's in the running for MVP.
He doesn't have to have a better or even quite equal season this year. If he has a very good season, let's say he throws 24 touchdowns, 9 picks, doesn't run for as many touchdowns. Like, you know, if he still has a very good season, he leads the Eagles to a very good season, then it's like, this dude's the truth. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
You're saying like he's going to fall off and we're going to think he's not that good?
What I'm saying is it's two reasons. Number one, like I said, he can have a good season and not be as good as he was last year. But number two, and this is one that's not being talked about nearly enough, they have a new offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. We don't know what this new play caller is going to do. We don't know if he's going to utilize Jalen Hurts in the same ways, in the same creative schemes.
Call it a hunch that he's going to play to his strength.
But it doesn't always work out that way, Chris.
You hope that's the case, right?
It doesn't work out that way.
You hope that's the case. It's going to be interesting.
Rob G, you got nothing. I so wish Rob G had been on here Friday. When Rob was off, we could have brought the heat. You don't want this, Rob G.
Oh, geez, Chris.
That's why you called in sick.
So what?
I was like, man, I'm about
when
to Rob go in, Chris.
Off,
I got to catch
knew
the vid.
Friday it was about to be
so
on.
Is that why he called out? He said, let me make up that I had COVID so that I want
let
to
let me make
in.
Sure I catch it in Vegas so I don't got to work next Friday.
He got it. All right.
Oh, my God.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. I'm playing. Come on. Chris and Rob here. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss next. But first...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
You know what, Chris? It is time for Trolling or Rolling, and I have to actually troll the intro because Tom Brady actually is done now.
Oh, man.
I told you he was done.
Rob said that 11 years ago. He was just ahead on the story.
Chris, why you got to be counting my time when I had a take?
I'm just surprised that, Rob, they let him back in the country from Mexico. Old Odd Couple listeners will remember that one.
That's right.
You know,
that's
Rob being able to come back.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
And I think I'm moving to Mexico.
And I got pesos in my pocket. Okay. All right.
Well, Odell Beckham is also back. He's back on the scene. And people have noticed, all right? A Ravens player told Peter King while he's on his recent training camp tour that OBJ has, quote, turned into a leader in Baltimore. Chris, trolling or rolling, Odell will overtake Mark Andrews as Lamar's favorite target.
Wow. I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Now, look, what Lamar and Mark Andrews have is a special connection, and I don't think he's going to go away from that. I think hopefully OBJ stays healthy. I do think the leadership stuff is legit. I mean, he's a guy that players have always liked and flocked to, and he's more mature. He's won a Super Bowl. He's dealt with injury and the disappointment of, you know, as good as he's been, not really fulfilling, you know, the incredible potential that he certainly has just because of the injuries. So I believe all that, but I just think, and I think he'll have a good year assuming he's healthy, but I think Mark Andrews will remain Lamar's favorite target.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
And hey.
You know what? I mean, it's the new guy. Everybody's going to be, oh, yeah, you know, we can't wait to get him mixed in, the new guy, the new pretty girl in high school. Everybody goes crazy over, and then they go back to what has been there before and you're used to. I'm just saying.
Are you getting personal?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, you know?
Hey.
You venting?
Wowsy, woo. Hey, Alex, that was perfectly timed.
I'm about to say between Rob talking about the young girl in high school and some of the Chris Broussard talking about the next door neighbor on TV, yeah, I'm trolling you guys going back to the days when you were dating. Okay,
yes, I know.
Well, Rob's still dating.
No,
Rob's still dating, but you know.
Yeah,
controller on iCouple Fox.
But usually Chris, you need the.
Be careful, Rob.
Okay, yeah, let's forget that.
I'm always, be careful.
Chris, everything's not funny. I love
Martin. He almost did a Dolly Parton joke.
Yeah, I know.
Night.
You know
like,
what?
Dude.
And Chris is like, are you trying to ruin the Hall of Fame and your radio career all in one swoop?
All in one fell swoop. All right. The Las Vegas Raiders had three players in the top 17 of the NFL 100, despite only having two of them in training camp. Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, and Max Crosby, and they were still one of the worst teams in the league. Chris, trolling or rolling, this is proof. Josh McDaniels is a bust of a head coach.
I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
I mean, those are three great players. There's no doubt about it. You can, if you want to quibble over should they all have been in the top 20, that's fine, but they're three great players. And what's more evidence is what he did in Denver, got fired midway through a season. And when he went to the Raiders, they were a playoff team. And they added Davante Adams and Chandler Jones. So you would expect them to get better. And they won, what, seven games? They got worse, obviously missed the playoffs. So, no. He better get it done this year. And look, when that division, in that conference, I'd be shocked if they have a great season. But if they don't, he could be in trouble.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it as well.
They see me rolling.
I you know what? That team shouldn't have been as bad as it was last year.
Nope.
And really, if you take away those first six wins where he started, where was that, in Denver? Take those away, and it's been a bumpy road as a head coach. And I'm not so sure that he's as good as advertised, or he's as good as they think he is.
Trolling, rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, the saying is, a lion doesn't care about the opinions of a sheep, and apparently a heat doesn't care about the opinion of a Celtic. Dwayne Wade said he doesn't need to respond to Paul Pierce saying he was the better player, saying, quote, rent is expensive, and I'm living rent-free. Chris, trolling or rolling, Dwayne Wade was a significantly better player than Paul Pierce.
I'm a troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
He was better. There's no doubt about it in my mind. But, man, Paul Pierce, I mean, I wasn't even, this was no pun intended. It was just coming in my mind. Paul Pierce was the truth. And I know that was his nickname. Paul Pierce was bad, man. He was a bad boy, and I'm not going to take anything away from him in this game. But, yeah, D-Wade was better, but I wouldn't say significantly. Like, it's foolish to even compare.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
And, yeah, the word significantly
right.
Is the problem. Not that he's just better, but significantly, no. So,
all right, I got one for trash talking Twitter. Free Kevin Brown.
You and everybody down in Baltimore, right? I mean, wow.
That is our man, Martin Weiss. Great stuff. Look, I'm glad you recovered from that shellacking you took last week.
And your phone sounds good. Are you using your girlfriend's phone? What's going on here? Is something happening?
First of all, Rob Parker, why don't you ask Chris what happened during Alex Tyshirt's Tower trivia last Thursday?
Lucky. Like,
while we're on the line.
And it really was. What was that last one? Because Alex, you know, I can't believe he didn't get that clue, and then Martin. But I softened him up, and Martin did win Tyshirt's Tower.
Did he really? Wow.
He, like I said, a broken clock is right twice a day, right? All right. That is our man, Martin Weiss. Right. Check him out every Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio, the Martin and VJ show with his man VJ Husky. Great show, 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern. Martin Weiss, give him a hand, y'all. All right, brother, peace.
All right, guys.
Alex, where's the clapping?
I would take orders from winners, CB.
Uh-oh. Wow. My goodness. All right, keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Swung on, belted. High and deep, forget about it. Headed for the second deck, Kyle Schwarber with his second home run of the day. And it's his 30th on the season. and the Phillies lead it 6-3.
All right, that of course was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, someone trashed me. I can't remember the brother's name that trashed me saying, you know, I never give love to Dirk. Now, I want to address that because people think that. And here's what I said. Dirk Nowitzki, I've never denied that he is anything but a tremendous player. I used to say he was the best European player ever. I don't think that's the case anymore. You know, some people would call Giannis European from Greece. He's better. Nikola Jokic, better. And all I have said is that Nikola Jokic is better than Dirk Nowitzki. And I also said, Rob, that I believe Karl Malone and Charles Barkley were better than Dirk Nowitzki. So that is why people get mad. Oh, you hate on Dirk. You don't like Dirk. First of all, it's got nothing to do with like. Secondly, I do like Dirk. I did a story on Dirk when I would cover ESPN the magazine. And when we used to do stories, we'd hang out with the guys. We hung out, dinner, in the limo, all that stuff. So I got no issues with Dirk. He was a phenomenal player. But I don't believe he was better. And just because he had a championship, that's the thing, Rob. People think, oh, you guys point out championships, so it's all about rings. It's not all about rings. Rings are a factor. But just because somebody has a ring doesn't mean I'm going to say they're better automatically than a player that doesn't have a ring. Where you at on Dirk?
Yeah, I mean.
Do you think he's better than Barkley and Malone?
No, I don't. But I just think, I don't know why people feel like you dislike him because you.
Right.
Because he's not like a top, you know, like he's not the top guy compared to some of those other guys. And even though Barkley didn't win, he was a great player. He was just
phenomenal.
And I don't know. I covered Barkley during those days in the playoffs, Chris. You know, I was covering the Knicks and the Nets from New York, but I saw him up close all the time. He was tremendous.
Look,
I don't know. I think there's always people who are looking to see if you have some sort of bias, I think, and they read into it too much. They think I have a bias against Kobe because I say LeBron's number two. You should see the stuff I get. Oh, you're disrespectful and Kobe and how can you? Yeah, you hate him and all this other stuff. I just be like, what? As if LeBron hadn't done anything. And you know I'm not the biggest LeBron guy, but I'm not going to, Chris, sit here and deny. I'm just not that guy.
Rob, I was on the way to your party Sunday and a young sister, maybe in her early 20s, stopped me. She recognized me from our show, from First Things First.
Right.
And she wanted to talk. You know, I had a few minutes, so, you know, she asked me about Jordan.
I'm late. I
got to
get to the party.
She asked me about Jordan and LeBron. And I just said, I think, you know, they're the two best players ever. I think Jordan was better, blah, 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 blah. And she says, do you like LeBron? You not like LeBron? I'm like, no, I love LeBron. I said,
but I don't think
LeBron's
he's the best player, right?
Court is much better than what Jordan's done. You know, I like LeBron a lot personally, but Rob, you and I, and not just us, but all of us in our business face this. If you objectively critique a guy, now it's your opinion and people can disagree with it.
Right.
But if you objectively critique a guy on his game, whatever the sport, people think if you say he's not the best and another guy was better, they think you don't like the guy.
Right. Now, the same thing with me. Like, okay, Rob's a LeBron. But I have him number two, Chris. Does that make sense?
No, that's objective.
Right. I'm just like,
because
I'll take.
Because you're right. Most people think you, and you've been critical of me, and you yourself wouldn't say I'm a LeBron guy. But you do rank him number two. That shows objectivity.
I don't know what else. Right. I don't know what else I could do other than say. And I was the one critical of the players, right? Who don't have him in their top five or top ten?
Yeah,
I'm critical because I don't think that that's a legit, you know, rating for LeBron. I think that that's like where you have an axe to grind.
That's personal, right? If somebody does that, you can question them. Hey. And why don't you like LeBron or whatever?
That's crazy.
Hey. But, you know.
Hey, one last thing. Rob G has a very special trash.
Yes, in honor of Trash Talk. Speaking of hate, I really hate you guys right now.
Why?
Because after that rant that Chris went on about Dirk Nowitzki, Alex hit us with the right there. The comedic timing was impeccable, saying Chris is in his feelings because some caller called him a hater of Dirk Nowitzki. And it went right over both of your
heads.
Well,
you know what? We used to play this a lot. We used to play this a lot early on in the show. I know. Right.
You used to play that all the time. Yeah.
He had it perfectly. He's like, Chris is in his feelings again. And then
here's the thing.
Nobody acknowledged
it. Rob knows this. When you have the pen, you have the last word, right? And when you have the mic, you have the last word.
Hey, can I say this real quick?
The last word.
When I introduced Chris at the party, I said to everybody at the party, you know he's Felix in the Odd Couple. Chris almost died.
Rob got cut off. They cut him off.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.